Hi everyone. To celebrate the landmark of Sneak Cove having new artwork arriving this week, I want to thank you all by having a special sale on Sneak Cove Premium. For 3 months, you can join our supporters feed for $1.49. That's 70% off the normal price. You'll get access to ad-free listening, music tracks, and dozens of exclusive recordings. All you need to do is go to sneakcove.com/support and sign up. You can set up the feed in 2 taps. It's that easy. The sale is running for 1 week only, and I'm going to be reading out the names of all active supporters on the show next week. So please act quickly. Thank you all, and here is a quick word from our sponsors.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hello and welcome to Sleep Cove with Christopher Fitton. Please listen to this recording in a place where you can safely go to sleep. Hi everyone, I hope everyone is tucked up and cozy in bed and is ready for this sleep hypnosis episode for positivity and optimism. We'll take a journey of deep relaxation, and then you'll hear some positive and optimistic suggestions from me, which we all need right now. And let's begin. I would like you to take 3 deep breaths. Inhale, then exhale. Inhale, taking a deep breath through your stomach, and then gently out, exhaling. You want to make sure that your exhales are longer than your inhales. And as you take these big, deep, nourishing breaths, you are starting to feel more relaxed. Imagine that you are sitting on a grassy area. It's night time. You feel safe and comfortable. Imagine that you are warm and comfortable. The night sky is clear and the stars are bright, and you see in front of you a very bright twinkling star. As you look at the star, you notice that it is starting to move. The star is slowly starting to fall in slow motion. You watch the star as it descends downwards through the dark sky. As it falls slowly, you feel the muscles on your head start to relax. The muscles start in the forehead, detensing the forehead. Any lines smoothing away. As it moves down, the star moves down slowly around your eyes, relaxing and detensing any muscles. So the muscles feel so soft around your eyes. And it moves down into your cheeks, your lips, and your jaw. Any tightness, any stress, just dissolves. As you watch the star slowly floating downward in the night sky, you feel your neck and shoulders relaxing. as you watch the star, feeling warm and safe and comfortable. Your star is slowly falling as it moves down through the dark sky, your neck down to your back feels so nice and relaxed, as your entire back from top to bottom has that nice relaxing feeling which moves and spreads up and down and back and forth. And it feels so nice and it feels so good. That relaxation feeling, that sensation moves back up to your neck. And then now down your arms and elbows. And to your wrists and hands. And they relax. And you are feeling peaceful and content, and watching the star slowly floating towards the ground. You relax your chest and stomach muscles, and you relax the stomach muscles as you take those deep, nourishing breaths, which fill you with oxygen that satisfies your body. In slow, deep breaths in through your stomach and relax out, and your stomach slowly deflates like a balloon as the star is getting closer to the ground. Your hips, thighs, calves and knees relax, and you are breathing calmly, relaxing more and more with each breath. The star is beautiful, and it has got closer and nearer to the ground. As you watch it disappear into the darkness, you feel relaxed, at ease, safe, and very comfortable. The star has disappeared into the night now, leaving you relaxed throughout your entire body and mind. And you're here relaxed and comfortable, looking out into the clear night sky, breathing calmly and serenely. And in a few moments, I'm going to help you to feel even more relaxed, even calmer. Soon, I'm going to be saying the word relax, and each and every time that I say the word relax, a wonderful feeling of calmness, a wonderful wave of relaxation will wash all over you. And every time I say that word relax, this feeling of calmness, this feeling of relaxation will grow stronger and stronger for you. So just allow yourself now to relax more and more. Every muscle, every nerve, every fiber in your body relaxing more and more, deeper and deeper. Your mind becoming calmer and calmer. Relax. Deeper and deeper still. Relax. And continue to relax more and more with every deep breath. And as you do, your subconscious mind, that part of you that knows everything about you, that part of you which can easily and naturally help you to feel and to be happy. You're content every single day now. You're open to the wonderful suggestions that you're going to receive today. Suggestions that will help you to feel and to be happy. Suggestions that will help you to feel and to be content. And just enjoy being deeply relaxed now. And as you drift on down, deeper now, linger in this quiet, special place. This is a time to learn to quiet the negative chatterbox within. The purpose of this exercise is to learn to be more positive and optimistic. If your chatterbox is intruding right now, take steps to quiet that negative voice. Begin by imagining what that voice looks like. Allow a shape to form in your mind. Add a color to the shape. This is the mental picture of your chatterbox. Now you have something more concrete to work with. Talk to your chatterbox. Let it know that from now on, you'll be choosing only positive thoughts and images. Imagine that your negative chatterbox has been locked away somewhere. There's a perfect place now for this negative voice. Allow your imagination to show you that place right now. Take the time now to securely lock up this chatterbox. And take a deep breath now as you exhale. And notice how good it feels to be free of that negative voice. From this moment on, it's becoming easier to connect with your positive thoughts and ideas. Starting in this moment, your subconscious automatically locks away your negative voice and connects your conscious mind to your positive thoughts and images. Listen now for that positive voice within you. It may seem very quiet at first. After all, it may not have been allowed to express itself very much in the past. This voice is known as your higher self, This part is filled with wisdom and helpful ideas. As you relax more deeply, imagine yourself in that special inner place of beauty and serenity. Invite your higher self to join you in this place. Allow an image to form of the oldest, kindest, wisest part of you. This is the part which is always positive. It may appear in many ways as a wise old man or woman, as a friendly animal or bird, an angel, a ball of light, an old friend, a relative or a religious figure that you've seen. It may be a familiar or a brand new image for you. Accept your higher self as it appears, as long as it seems wise, kind and compassionate. You'll easily sense its caring for you and its wisdom. Invite your higher self to make itself comfortable there with you. And now ask it to assist you in learning to be positive and optimistic in your life. Ask this advisor what steps you can take to release the negativity that has been holding you back from really enjoying yourself, enjoying life perhaps. Listen carefully to what your advisor's response is. You may imagine your advisor talking with you, or you may simply have a direct sense of its message in some other way. Allow yourself to communicate in whatever way seems most natural. Continue the conversation until you feel you've learned all you can at this time. And take a few minutes and consider what your advisor has told you. How would your life change if you released your negativity and learned to be positive and optimistic? As you imagine this, do you see any obstacles or problems in using this advice? If so, how would you deal constructively with these obstacles? If you need any more information here, ask your advisor. When your communication is finished, thank your higher self for helping you. Ask it to tell you the easiest and surest way to make contact. Realize that you can call another meeting with your advisor whenever you feel the need, and say goodbye for now in whatever way seems appropriate. Relax even deeper now and imagine yourself moving forward in time, effortlessly and easily moving to a day in your future. Imagine a hallway with doors on each side. One door leads to a future scene in which you have learned to maintain a positive, optimistic attitude. Notice how one door stands out from all the others. This door attracts you in some way. Approach the door, and when you're ready, open the door and enter that positive future scene. Are you indoors or outdoors? Are you alone, or is someone with you? Notice the clothes you're wearing. Absorb all the details of this scene. Now notice what is different in this future scene from your life today. In what way has learning to be positive improved your life? If you're with others, how do they treat you now that you're positive and optimistic? What are your feelings for them? You may notice that colors are more vibrant as you develop this positive outlook. You're free to move around in this scene to gather as much information as you can and take your time. Take a moment now to notice how you feel about yourself. Remember, this is a scene in which you have become very positive and optimistic. If you're seeing your future self as a separate being, ask permission to step into that future body. Look at the scene from the positive, optimistic self that you've become. What does it feel like? How does the scene look through those future eyes? What is it about this that feels and looks different from your life today? Thank your future self and step back into your own body now. Take another moment, if necessary, to gather any other important information. You may wish to ask your future self how they achieved this goal. Know that you can visit this and other future scenes whenever you wish, but for now it's time to return to the present. And leave that future scene now and return to your private haven. And now it is time for sleep, but tomorrow you will wake up being the positive you, becoming the positive future self you embody. You're going to love this new year. The negativity that arises in your life, you will be able to deal with this how you see fit, and you will be able to deal with it because you have that positive strength inside you now, so you can look forward to tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, waking up feeling positive and ready to face the day how you wish to. Good night.